You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Major announcement coming up at 7:12 on the show. Be in position for that. Another major announcement happened last night. Chief General Manager Brett Veach announced that Tyreek Hill will not be participating in team activities for the foreseeable future.
Earlier this evening, we were made aware of the audio between Tyreek and Crystal. We were made of this information in real time, just like the general public. We were deeply disturbed by what we heard, and we were deeply concerned. Now, obviously, we have great concern for Crystal. We are greatly concerned for Tyreek, but our main focus and our main concern is with the young child. As soon as the draft concluded after the last pick, I had the chance to call Drew Rosenhaus, and we decided that at this time, and for the foreseeable future, Tyreek Hill will not take part in any team activities. We are going to gather more information. We're going to evaluate this information, and we will make the right decision regarding Tyreek Hill.
Now, a lot of people are asking right now, Shay, why don't they just cut Tyreek Hill right now? Well, that's going to happen. Clearly, they got to cross their T's, dot their I's, and make sure that audio that was leaked yesterday was 100% them, Tyreek Hill and his wife or his fiance. And, you know, this is a sad chapter in the life of Tyreek Hill. I just hope that the Chiefs and whoever's around him is seeking professional help for him and his fiance.
You sent me the audio last night, and when I listened to it, I was like, damn.
Damning evidence.
And then the audio was so clear, I said she must have used a voice note.
Yep.
Because it wasn't like a phone conversation.
Right. That's exactly what happened. If you have an iPhone, you know you have a voice recorder on there, and you can record whatever without anyone knowing. So that's exactly what she did. And according to the report, she used it as an insurance policy for herself. There's a lot of things going on with this.
Coming up later on in the show, we'll play the audio for you that essentially got Tyreek Hill suspended from the Kansas City Chiefs.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the lower 70s today. Periods of sun, you clear 51 right now in Grandview. Shay, what's popping?
Prince's estate has announced that there will be an originals album, which features 15 songs, 14 of which were unreleased by Prince, of course, before his passing. The album is set to be released to the public on June 7th. It will be available on Tidal for 14 days before arriving on other streaming services. The physical copy will be released on June 21st with a special vinyl edition, which will drop on July 19th.
Might have to cop that vinyl.
I know. Maybe I get that for your birthday or something. Yeah.
Okay.
I gave you vinyl for your birthday one year.
You gave me Bobby Brown. Don't be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Got it right there up on my mantle.
So B2K, second time around, is actually the best time around for them.
Mm.
It's been released that they've added $5 million to their Millennium Tour. So one show grossed $2.2 million, one for $1.7 million, another for $1.2 million. These three shows are actually the highest grossing and most attended shows of B2K's career.
Really?
Yes.
And they was big back in the day.
They were big in the day.
Like, I'm talking about like super big.
They were.
Wow, that's amazing to me.
When they came out, I was working in Buffalo. And they came around and they were like opening up doors to people's offices. It was being very annoying. They were only like 15 or 16 at the time.
Sound like Pretty Ricky.
And I was like, can y'all sit down, please?
Yeah.
Seriously. Because
you had to be mama more on them.
I wasn't even no mother. I was probably like 4 or 5 years older than them at the time. But
we were at work. Same age. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of the Millennium Tour, you know Pretty Ricky is on there too. And they were just very obnoxious when they were here.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 2009 or so. They were just doing stupid stuff. So hopefully everybody on that tour has grown up.
Yes. I had to find my picture that I took with them and post it or something.
Yeah.
So Frankie Beverly is praising Beyoncé for her cover of Before I Let Go. During a recent interview with Billboard, do you have it?
No, that was a
that print. Was something else. Okay. Frankie Beverly said he didn't know that the cover existed until a week or two before the project was released. He said, quote, she's a great friend of mine, but I didn't know she was going to do this. I was hearing stuff, but I didn't even want to approach her about it. She kept it quiet until her people called me one day, maybe a week or two ago, when they played it. That's when I heard the first draft of it, and I was blown away.
That's good. You got to get that sample clear, Beyonce. You better be careful.
You know, he had to get that little, you know, that little check. Right. You know, when that little check hit, you be like, okay.
I got a feeling that one ain't going to be little.
Oh, it's not. I was in Atlanta last weekend. Child, they was blazing this song like this was the national anthem. I was like, dang.
Well, I mean, this
well,
is
not
the,
this one, but the Beyonce version. One,
yeah. Well, that could be the new barbecue anthem because this is definitely one of them right now.
Oh, this is.
I'll make sure I'm right before I let go.
So your boy Kanye West has been trying to recruit folk for his church, I guess. Reports are in that he would like to start his own church. Of course, following his Sunday service that he does at home, and then he did one in Coachella.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Someone apparently close to him said, quote, he is extremely passionate about his faith and wants to share it more regularly with people. He spends a lot of time studying and praying and wants to share his journey.
You calling up the main line with that kind of foolishness?
Sound like a cult to me.
I saw a meme on Twitter the other day. They said, how you gonna be trying to recruit people with, like, with house music or something? Exactly. That's what he said. He said, you trying to woo people with house music.
They gonna be playing some Crystal Waters at the next one.
Yeah. That ain't the work of the Lord.
100% pure. Christ.
The Lord is here tonight.
What? What? What I do?
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because Tyreek can't keep his hands off his family.
Lord.
Yeah, we all mad about that, fam.
They got to get that boy some help.
Oh, yeah. I heard they sent the cops to his house last night and he wasn't even there.
Yeah, TMZ reported that.
I wouldn't be there either.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Caleb Derlin.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Yep. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chief General Manager Brett Veach announced that the team has decided to suspend Tyreek Hill for the foreseeable future.
Honestly, they're going to cut him, Shay.
What caused this announcement? An audio tape that was sent to KCTV5. It's an audio between Tyreek Hill and his fiance, Crystal Espinal, allegedly recorded while they were walking through Dubai's international airport.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too.
He said that she needs to be terrified of him. B.
Damning evidence. Right there. Just awful, man.
And this is the same woman that he was accused of hitting while she was pregnant with this 3-year-old. The audio continued on as they talked about this issue with their son.
We were getting into it and he said, Daddy, you're mean. So we walked up the stairs. Right? You and said, come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but right. I was like, go down there right. because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there and then you were getting on his about
and then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then
bro.
Why does say daddy did it? Why?
That is sad.
Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
The audio lasted for 11 minutes and then abruptly cuts off. Both of the parents are accusing each other of the troubling behavior.
Yeah, one thing I got out of that tape was he still denied those allegations of him actually breaking the boy's arm. But still, though, the first statement that he said, you need to be terrified of me too, with his history and what we know about it, this could be grounds for him not ever playing in the National Football League again.
Even deeper than that, Johnson County Prosecutor Steve Howe is now reviewing this audio, which came after the press conference
right.
about all charges being dropped. I don't know if this is something they can revisit.
I know
or
that.
Or not.
I think the it's still an investigation going on with this. So I think they can revisit it, Shay. Because the statute of limitations is 5 years. It's going to get real messy. Yeah.
I've been watching people's response online, and it seems to be split.
Yeah, some people are still not sure of what's going to happen.
I see diehard football fans who seem to be more concerned about what's going to happen on the field. And then there are those who are saying, you know what, I was trying to ride for Tyreek, now
right.
I can't anymore.
You can't. No, your hands are tied. And that, you know, at this point, it's not about football. It's not. We're talking about a 3-year-old boy whose life has been put through hell for these past 3 years, honestly. There's no reason why a 3-year-old boy should have his arm broken. Regardless of who did it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So yesterday, alarming news, audio drop, just shook the entire Chiefs organization and the fans here in the town. Top 5 wide receiver in the NFL, Tyreek Hill and his fiance. I don't know if we should still call her fiance. This audio, that is, was released of a conversation that they had allegedly while walking through the Dubai airport.
He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect.
Me.
It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too. No.
All bad.
Allegedly, this was an insurance policy. Allegedly, this was given to a friend of hers, and whomever that was is who sent it to KCTV5.
And the reporter said that she had the audio a couple of days before the DA came out with his announcement.
Wow. It's 11 minutes long. I'm still using the same word I used the other day when the DA made the press conference. I'm confused. I'm still like, what's going on? People took a chance on Tyreek and brought him here.
Yeah.
Despite the situation with Crystal when she was pregnant with this 3-year-old. And I understand that she's pregnant now with twins.
Right. And this stuff is still going on. Tyreek hasn't, allegedly hasn't learned his lesson.
What are your thoughts this morning on this?
Both of them need to go to jail. One, because you should be afraid of me too. Like, First of all, lady, you still with this man. While you were pregnant, he put his hands on you. If he can put his hands on you, he can put his hands on that child. I've been in a relationship like that, and it took me about 5.5 years. That physical abuse, that mental abuse, that whole mentality that you deal with is what a woman can handle. But as a mother, you're not supposed to handle that. As a mother, I grabbed all my shit and I left. It is not that hard, because as a mother, you love your child way more than you love the man that created them. I got 5 kids, and never in my life will I let not even the man that created my child with me break my child's arm. That day right there is when we should have packed up and left. That child comes first. That's just how I feel, honestly, as a mother.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing your personal story with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Periods of sun. Right now you're sunny at 48 in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Singer-songwriter Avant is 41 today.
That's my dog.
Yes, I ran into him in Memphis a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Looking all fine at the hotel. Actor Jet Li is 56.
Uh-huh.
And TLC's T-Boz, Tion Watkins, is 49?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah. This song is almost 30 years old now.
Are you serious?
It came out in 92.
Dang, B.
Yeah. Happy birthday, everybody born on April 26th.
The iconic Boys in the Hood director John Singleton is in the hospital after suffering a stroke. We reported that to you earlier this week. However, his condition has worsened, and we're told that he is now in a coma.
No, Lord. Oh, we got to pray for my man John Singleton, one of the breakthrough directors in the 90s, man, during the black film renaissance that was going on back then. So we got to send some extra prayers for John Singleton.
We gave information about FAST, which is how to identify stroke in friends and family members. You want to know what to do if something like this happens. Every second is of the essence, because if you can get them some help quicker, then the chances of them surviving are greater.
Absolutely.
Man, prayers going up to John Singleton for real. Mm-hmm. Erica Mena is being dragged by the Barbs. In a recent interview, the Love & Hip Hop New York star, who is currently engaged to Safari, claimed that she wasn't a Nicki Minaj fan.
Honestly, I grew up on Little Kim So Heavy.
Right.
That when that came out, I was like, she's biting my girl.
Yeah,
it just was
Nikki's
what it was.
Nikki. Nikki's still great.
But she is, right. But I've never been drawn to it.
Got it. Okay.
I just feel like it was just always just cartoony and stuff.
She ain't lying.
Well, the Barbs actually dug up some of her tweets where she was showing Nikki mad love.
Of course she's gonna show her love. She was hot.
But she's still.
But she's still biting Lil' Kim though.
But now that she with
Safari,
Nicki, old man, now you trying to front like she won nothing and it was cartoons? Mm. Really?
It was cartoonish though. She
KTSE.
Was, she, was doing, she was when doing was, all kind of weird stuff. And
when you was on Twitter, when you was on Twitter standing before you met Safari, keep that same energy. Don't hate now because you got her leftovers.
She didn't hate on her though. It was cartoonish.
But you, nothing.
It was. Where's the lie?
I back out.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night I had to make a decision whether to go see the Avengers Endgame or stay in the cribbo.
And what did you decide?
I stayed in the cribbo. But I'm going to go this weekend. It's 3 hours long, and then you have to sit through the credits for another 30 minutes to find out, you know, where they hide the next part, like after the credits.
What is this about?
What?
I see people talking about it, but I don't know what it is.
Brian, are you being serious?
I'm serious. What? I've seen people talking about this Avengers Endgame. I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take you to the side and talk to you about it.
All right.
We don't have enough time to break that down.
All right.
Not right now. Last night, KCTV 5 aired audio of Tyreek Hill and his fiance. I guess she's still his fiance. We don't know. Crystal Espinal. Some damning things were put forth in this audio.
He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too.
It continued on, Shay.
I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people, and they said time and time again that literally kept saying, "Daddy punches me," which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you
So what about you? I'm just gonna take it.
No, I told.
You don't.
That he gets whooped. I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt? When have you seen me use a belt with when have I used a belt?
Honestly.
In our culture, in our community, some of that is still being used. Corporal punishment.
Yeah.
I know I went through that.
I did too.
I've had extension cords. I've had hangers. I've had brushes.
Whatever you can get your hands on. That maybe is another conversation that we need to have.
Yeah.
Maybe that's another show that we can do about what is really acceptable discipline. Yeah.
But clearly breaking your child's arm is totally unacceptable in any circumstance. I'm not saying Tyreek did it, because we don't know that. But something happened.
Forget all the chief stuff. It's our charge as adults to protect kids.
Absolutely.
In any way, shape, form, or fashion. And that may be a conversation we need to have, like you said, Brian. As a culture, what we think is acceptable. What are your thoughts on this, sir?
Well, I know I'm biased because I'm a Chiefs fan and everything, but I mean, I feel like you're going to need a little more evidence against Tyreek than just like some woman trying to trap him on some audio. I know he's got some character issues and everything, but I mean,
how do you make well with yourself that he said you should be terrified of me too, B?
No, I'm not saying that's not terrible. What I'm saying is she's making these allegations the whole time and he's denying it. And I mean, should we at least let the man be proven guilty before we end his career? I mean, he's been working his entire life to get to the NFL, and we can't even say 100% that he did this, and his whole career is about to be over.
Listen, fam, I'm the biggest Chiefs fan in the world. But unfortunately, in this situation, you got to kind of take your fandom out of it and have a clear point of view with this and look at the endangerment of the child. You know, I don't know whether he did it or she did it. I feel like both of them need to be held responsible, because that child should not have his arm broken at 3 years old, fam.
Yeah, no, that I understand. I'm just saying, you know, it's hard seeing his name drug out there. You know, we can't even say 100% if it was him or not.
All right, what's your name?
It's just hard to see. This is Christian.
Christian, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm trying to see if I can get these Legend of Hip Hop tickets.
Good luck. This is the hottest ticket in town, Shay.
I was coming back from Atlanta last year, and MJG was on my flight, and I sat next to him.
Oh, you did interact with him and get the number, right?
Yeah, so I texted him last night. Try to see if I can get in there.
See if we can get backstage or something.
I'm trying to tell you, they need to have you DJing.
Well, I tear it up, boy.
Okay, I'm going to send them another text this morning. Okay. See what we can get cracking.
Go ahead, hook it up, fam.
Then Saturday night, you'll be at Schlegel for the prom.
I'll be DJing their prom.
Yes.
At the Uptown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ride with you?
You can come through if you want. You should come dress appropriately.
Excuse me, sir?
Shout out to Schlegel. We're going to get it in tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh. I'm always dressed appropriately, sir. Been talking about Tyreek Hill this morning, and, you know, we really thought we were done with it yesterday when the press conference happened and the Johnson County District Attorney said that no charges were being filed. Then last night, KCTV 5 received audio between Tyreek Hill and his fiance Crystal Espinal. Allegedly, they were walking through the airport in Dubai, and well, I'm assuming that maybe she recorded this, because who else would?
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too.
Wow. Dumb B at the end. Yeah. 25 years old, right?
Yeah.
Still
very
young.
Very young, man. That's not an excuse. I'm not saying that you're making that excuse, but to me, you know what you're doing at 25. Just need some professional help. Some of us need that help.
I also think there needs to be some sort of mentorship.
Absolutely.
Between leaving high school or college and then matriculating into life. Not even just NFL. NFL's great. NBA's great. All that's great. But there has to be some sort of life skills that we're passing down to the next generation to know how to handle yourself as you are maturing into manhood. Just because you have muscles and all this other stuff doesn't mean that you're really a man.
And you're onto something, because let's be honest, most of these players that come into the league in the NFL and the NBA, they come from messed up houses. They don't have the best of backgrounds. They come from the same communities that we're in right now. And you know, having a single parent household is not the best. Being raised in the hood is not the best situation to grow up in. And you're right, with these life skills, we haven't been exposed to some of this stuff.
And then when you add the fact that you're receiving open doors everywhere you go, people are screaming your name, you have unlimited amounts of money at your disposal, sometimes that can bring out the worst in people.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm feeling inside right now as we're talking about this. All right, let's go to line 3. What do you think?
First of all, why are y'all whooping this 3-year-old so much? That don't even make sense. Second of all, Tyreek boy, he is, when he do something, he feel like punching him in his chest will make him tougher. I grew up where my brother had did his sons like that. My dad has done his boys like that. For some reason, in the African-American community, we men think that makes your son tough. And I actually had a conversation with someone, and I'm like, how do that make that boy a tough boy by you punching on him in his chest? Like, I can't stand it. I hate to see it. I don't see how that makes a kid tough.
Ma'am, let me say this. I can testify to what you're saying, because I grew up the same way. I have two brothers, and my pops raised us in that same manner. And,
right.
You know, it was a lot of roughhousing and, you know, stop crying. Come here. You know, I'm giving you something to cry about, that type of thing. So there should be a conversation visited on how we do interact with each other and how we do raise our boys.
Exactly. Because I don't understand how that makes a boy tougher. Because it's like with my nephew, he's not built to be a little, you know how you got some boys that's kind of soft and then you got some boys that's like real rough?
Yes.
When my brother, I had to tell my brother, he's nothing like you coming up. Your son is much more softer than that. So I think that's what's going on. I don't like that he's a 3-year-old little boy. I understand spankings and under all that, but we are in a whole new era. These people are not playing. And I don't like that he told that girl, you should be scared of me too.
Yeah, that's bad.
Are you serious? Yeah. Like, are you really, like, serious? And she's sticking around. I'm going to just say, I think she's just sticking around for the money. Why are you sitting up there getting abused? And I heard on the news that they said she was getting roughed out since college day. Why are you sticking around for that? Y'all going back and forth on who do what with this little boy. It's not right. Y'all should not be whooping him every time he do this. He's 3 years old.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Teresa.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I saw a meme online about home ownership within the African-American community and how it has decreased over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Keys Realty Group is addressing that issue right here in the town. We've got Tanisa Looney from Keys Realty Group, and the Home Tours experience is back once again. I was there last year for the home buying seminar, which is happening tomorrow. It's free. And I learned so much about moving towards home ownership in Kansas City.
Hey, Tanisa, how you doing?
I am wonderful.
Good,
hey.
Good. What is the key to home ownership within our community?
I think the key is bringing awareness, letting most people know that they are actually able to afford it, giving them the education that they need to through the process, because a lot of people are afraid, and also the resources that are out there. Most people feel like because they've had some credit issues that, oh my God, it's the end of the world, which it isn't. And some people feel like they can't afford it. But if you're paying rent somewhere, you're buying someone's house. It's just not your own. So you can afford it. And just the resources that are out there and available, because a lot of people kind of get kind of deterred because they don't have the down payment. But there's so many programs and lenders out there that offer down payment assistance. So getting with a realtor who knows what's out there and available is really important.
That was one of the major things that they talked about during the home buying seminar last year, was about credit. That was the questions that most people in attendance had. Now, it's happening again this Saturday, beginning at 11:30, right?
No, registration starts at 11:30. So if they don't, if they're not able to get on the Eventbrite to register, you can still walk in. The actual home buying seminar starts at 12 o'clock. So it's 12 to 1:30 tomorrow. And we're offering it in both Spanish and English this year.
Wow.
Because it's not just it's minorities in general who are kind of left behind and undereducated and sometimes taken advantage of during these processes. So I wanted to expand and include Hispanics as well.
Why was it important to make this free to the community?
You know, I don't want to charge you for educating you. I don't want to charge you to better yourself. But although it's free, you still have to come out to get the education. You have to show up in order to get it. So I just didn't want to say, hey, I want to be a normal seminar. I want you to come, but you got to pay this. No, I really want you to come and get the education and change your lives, change your family lives. It makes a big difference.
You just really said something that hit me. You're not paying for your own house, you're paying for somebody else's. So if you break it down, when you're paying rent, you know, you're paying $670, $700. That's just really money going down the drain, right?
Correct. That is. And think about it, a $600 a month rent is a $85,000, $90,000 house. Wow. So that's not like a chump house or anything like that. That's a great starter home. Mm-hmm. Most people feel like, oh, well, I'm not going to buy a house until I can get the big house. Well, actually, most people buy a starter house, stay in it about 5 years, and then they upgrade. You know, you have to start where you're at. Mm-hmm. You just got to start, though. Mm-hmm. Most of us, we have to start. That's the key.
So it's about changing our mindset.
It's totally about changing the mindset. That's exactly what it is. I get phone calls all day. I mean, I've been doing this. I've been a real estate broker for 15 years. And I mean, I used to sell a lot. Then I started renting a lot. Now I'm back selling and educating people. But the first thing people say to me is, do you have something for rent? And the first thing I say back to them is, well, why don't you want to buy? I mean, and they're like, no, I just want to rent now. How long have you been renting? All my life. Okay, now it's time to buy. After you've done a lease 1 year, you should not be renewing that lease. You should be taking that year to prepare yourself to be able to buy your home. Buy a home.
Woo. We need this, Shay.
This is really important, Brian, because, you know, sometimes we're worried about carrying the right bag or wearing the right belt or wearing the right shoes, when part of the American dream is actually home ownership.
Yes, owning a piece of land. That's something that's never going to be made again. There's no more land. There's going to be a newer shoe. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a newer bag. There's going to be all these things that don't mean anything. Those are liabilities. Those are not assets. They are not going to put your kid through college. They are not going to pay a bill, because all those things depreciate, unfortunately. It's just really the mind frame. The thing is, we want to look like we have everything in order. Why don't we just have everything in order?
Yeah. 2019 spring edition of the Kansas City Urban Core Home Show and Business Tour kicking off tomorrow, 12 o'clock at the Mohart Center. You can log on to Eventbrite to register. It's free. or you can call Tanisa at 816-469-5350 for more information.
And I want to see you there.
Thank you so much, Tanisa. Have a good one.
You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Periods of sun right now. You are sunny at 52 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
I'm totally astounded that you were not familiar with what Avengers Endgame is, Brian.
Never heard of it until I saw people talking about it online.
It's like the ending of one of the biggest series within the Marvel.
Sorry.
Well, I found the trailer so you can kind of listen to it and find out what it's all about.
Use the stones again.
Hey, we'd be going in shorthanded, you know?
Look, he's still got the stones, so.
So let's get up. Use them to bring everyone back.
Just like that.
Yeah. Just like that.
Even if there's a small chance that we can undo this, I mean, we owe it to everyone who's not in this room to try.
If we do this, how do we know it's going to end any differently than it did before?
Because before you didn't have me.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm looking at it on, I guess.
Everybody's excited for this movie.
I never heard of this ever in my life. I guess it's superheroes I'm seeing.
Oh, my gosh.
Some dude with something in his hand. I see. Is that Captain America?
No, I don't see what you're seeing, no.
I'm just looking at a poster.
Oh, Lord. So it opened overseas on Wednesday, and it made $169 million the first day, $107.2 in China. In several other countries. It opened last night. I was going to go, but I didn't go.
Making that real money.
I'll go later on this weekend.
You
maybe
said it's
Sunday.
3 hours?
Yeah, it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, I ain't doing it. Only 3 hour film I'm watching is Godfathers and Malcolm X. That's it.
Oh, Lord. Shouts out to B2K, the Millennium Tour, which is headlined by B2K and Mario, Yin Yang Twins, Chingy, Pretty Ricky, Bobby V, and Lloyd. It's turned out to be very profitable for those acts. Mm. Three shows have been the highest grossing and most attended shows of B2K's career. One took in $2.2 million. Another one took in $1.7 million. And another took in $1.2 million.
Get out your Paco jeans and your FUBU shirts and have a good time at the Millennium Tour.
They didn't come here. They went to St. Louis, though.
Yeah. You think they're going to have a round two?
I think they should. If they're making this kind of money, then it would make sense to try to bleed it as long as you humanly possibly can.
Yeah, you know, Chris Stokes took all their money in the first place.
So. I'll give them $35, $40 for the lightweight show.
How much are they charging? That's how much? $35, $40?
I don't know. That's how much I would be willing to pay. I don't know if that's what they want. I don't know if that's what they want.
Not a bit more.
I would be willing to pay that.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.